Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then move up.
The glory hole's like a big theater of magic you're going to see.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By. This is Angela.
This is Bradford. Hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
You know.
Yeah? Getting excited for Pendulum?
I am excited for Pendulum. We are, what, 10 days away?
Yeah, shortly.
12 days away. Yeah. It's right around the corner on April 28th. Yeah, 10 days away.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's exciting. What else do we have coming up? We've got, I guess, Pendulum on April 28th.
Yes.
If you want tickets, go to oursecretspot.com.au. Mm-hmm. And
then we have Escape to the Tropics in November.
That's also technically right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're interested in that, let us know or get in touch with exclusively RHP.
Yep.
Go to RHP. The event is up there as well. So you can get in touch with us on Instagram, with them on Instagram, email, all the different ways. Go on the website. It'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty excited for that. That is, again, right around the corner. And we are selling out on our rooms. It's really good. A lot of people coming back from last year, mm-hmm. and lots of new faces. So kind of excited to mix it up once again.
Yeah, so excited.
Yay. What else? Do we have anything else going on? Anything else exciting to talk about?
Not that I know of.
Me neither. if you want to give us something exciting to talk about, you can join us on Discord. All you have to do is support us on Patreon at any level, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Once you link your Discord account with the Patreon account, you will get a link to our Discord, and then you too will be part of our brilliant community, who is both hilarious, sexy, awesome, and just all around great human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
So we've talked in the past about kink and intros to kink and how you can, you know, how you can get into it. And we're not stupid. We know it can be expensive depending on what level at which you go into it. So this week, we enlisted a dear friend of ours, a beautiful, lovely human being, a bit of a pain slut, he's just
a trisexual.
A trisexual. He'll try anything. An absolute delight of a human. The gentleman is back. He's not in the room with us now, but he was in the room with us over the weekend. So if you too want to be in the room where it happened, listen on where we take a lot of everyday household appliances. I think I shouldn't say appliances. But we should. Next time, the microwave. we take a lot of household utensils and things.
Items. Yes.
Things that you too may have around your house. And we mic the gentleman up. We mic myself and Angela up. And we blindfold him and proceed to torture him just a little.
He has to try and guess what we're using on him.
It's like the best version of a game show, right? Yeah. Guess the implement. Hosted by your dear host, Marquis de Sade. Hi, I'm Marquis. Marquis de Sade. So yes, sit back, relax, or tense up as he did.
Also, see if you can guess from his descriptions.
Yeah,
before he does.
It's gonna be a fun one. Now it's time to play Guess the Implement.
All right, so it's gonna be hard.
Yep, it is hard.
I'm guessing my waist is more wine.
Let's see. Where should we start?
I'm going to guess that there's a flagpole in the middle of our room.
Yeah.
It feels like a bottle cap.
Bottle cap.
All right. That's a good guess. It's not correct.
Oh, that's a... Is that a good guess?
It's not far off, really.
Yeah?
I mean, it's a fork and dumb guess, but, you know.
Still not a clue?
Yeah, and it still feels like bottle cap.
Draw the other other side of it.
It feels like that? Metallic-ish.
That?
Yeah.
You think?
This just to see.
Okay.
No, we're good. It's the same implement.
Yeah,
same
is it?
Yeah.
It's the other end of the same implement, isn't it?
Or the other side of it. Depends on your vernacular.
Uh-huh.
There's also, we could do like this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is it a spatula?
No.
Does it feel like a spatula? How many spatula bottle caps do you have?
I'm not sure.
How about we use it on the cock here?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that
feel? I love that. Yeah, why not? Sure, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, it's kind of tingly. Is it?
Tingly on the balls? Tingly on the testicles?
It's tingly red because I don't know what it is. What you're doing.
Just running it down the cock, down the shaft.
Uh-huh.
Down, and then kind of lift up on the testicles a little bit.
Yeah. Does it have a whitish sort of base on it, or...
You mean how wide is whitish?
Yeah.
And well, like an inch or an inch and a half sort of long.
Look at you. That's for our American listeners. I would say it is 2 centimeters in width.
2 centimeters in width. Okay. Oh, so that's that big.
How's it feel on the head?
By the way, that's the head of the cock, just for those playing at home.
Cold-ish, but now the metallic's gone away. Is it timber?
Is it timber? No, it is not timber.
No, it's not timber.
I promise you, it is not.
Well, there you go. We can do this in a 20-question style. It is not timber.
Am I living?
It is not a living creature.
Oh.
Yeah. And the sides?
Yeah, okay. That's...
Is it a little tickly?
Yeah, it's a little tickly and a little bit scratchiness to it as well.
Tickly and scratchy.
Yeah.
Bottle cappy. Metallic.
Maybe timber.
Does anybody at home know?
Yeah.
Anybody playing along?
So, and just to reiterate for those at home, because hopefully we said this before we started this episode, is so that we can prove that you can use implements from around the house in a kink or kink-like play game. Mm. So, with the gentleman here, we are playing Guess the Implement.
Oh, it's smooth on that side.
Oh, that's that's what Angela says about me when I roll over.
Yeah.
Oh, it's smooth on that side.
Yeah, is it a spoon?
Ooh.
Very close.
Very close. You're getting hot. Warmer hot.
Oh, is it a hot spoon? Ooh, hello.
It taint a spoon.
That was there? You weren't expecting that, were you?
No.
Does that feel like a spoon?
That more feels like a fork now.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is it a fork?
It is a fork.
Oh.
You're getting forked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, is it my turn?
So that bottle cappy thing, that feeling was the tines.
Okay, right.
But then we also, when I turned it around the first time, I used the stem of it, so like the handle.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the back.
The back,
where it was flatter.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. So I had more sensation on my testicles than what I did on the top of my, on the head of my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I felt the tines on the when you got the balls.
Yeah. Alright, your turn, Ruffer. What do you got?
Okay. I came prepared.
Did you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Boy Scout, yeah.
It's not. Were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Cub Scout. I never made it to
Proper
Boy Scouts.
Preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Okay, that's the 7 P's, and that's prior proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Okay.
You're right, that is seven. I was counting.
All right.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It feels like your lips.
Okay. All right.
It's... This one's warmer, so I don't think this one's metallic.
What texture is it? What does it feel like?
It feels furry. Is it a hand puppet or something?
We need a better answer.
Is it a finger puppet?
No, it is not a finger puppet.
No?
Mm-mm.
Mm. I don't know. Is it furry?
Yeah, I would say it's furry. Yes. Yes. I mean, it's kind of... whatever it is, it's kind of humping your cock there.
Like, it feels like I'm getting a blowjob from a Muppet at the moment. It's not a hand puppet? Is it a dog toy?
It is not a dog toy.
It is.
Although the dog is very interested in it.
Yeah, it's just, I can't get the little toy out of my out of what I'm feeling, because it's not cold, it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I need a clue. There's flappy bits on it.
There are flappy bits.
And you're close with dog toy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, now it feels I'm getting jerked off by it.
I mean, a little bit, right?
Hi, y'all. Kermit the Frog here.
It is not Kermit the Frog, however.
No?
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's a fabric of some kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? It is? Oh, mm-hmm. Wait, now it's rolling. It's rolling. Oh, it's a cylindrical shape. Oh, Miss Piggy. I can't get Kermit the Frog out of my head.
I mean, if it was Miss Peggy, it would be, oh, you'd be on the backside.
Oh.
But it's not.
Oh. Ooh, is it the gloves without the finger things in them?
You can't take those out. Picks?
Oh, no. I can't take them out.
No.
No.
Plus, that would feel like this.
Oh, it's a, I can hear beanbag-ish kind of.
Oh.
Oh. Is it a little squish toy?
I think that's close enough.
Yeah? What is it?
It's a small stuffed animal that's in the shape of a fox.
Oh!
The one that sits up in the room, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And he can jerk you off.
He can.
He's jerked me off before.
You need just to put one of the little eggs inside of him.
Oh my god, fuck a fox.
Yeah. Yeah, see? Mm. Now you're like, can
I?
And just as a side, we have ordered from Candy Coated Latex one of the inflatables.
Yeah. Oh,
excellent.
That's a fox. It'll have two access holes in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Can't wait.
Are you ready?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I don't like this one.
What's the current sensation?
It's smooth.
Yeah.
It's not cold. Mm-hmm. It feels like leather.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels like a leather tab.
Okay.
Or a leather key ring or something. It doesn't explain why Bradford doesn't like it. Oh! What was that?
That's what I'm asking you. That's the question.
It just bit me. It did something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know at all what this is. Oh, it's going on my...
What are you feeling?
Right? Oh, I'm feeling like the hairs of my balls are being picked by tweezers. But, oh, that's a funny sensation.
What kind of sensation is it?
Good. It's just like, I feel like
you feel like
I feel like a little bird's picking at my nuts.
Yep, that's it. It's a little bird.
Yep, little bird.
Is it leather? It doesn't feel cold.
Is that an official question?
Yes.
It is not leather.
It's not leather. Okay. Oh, it's like a little nipple clamp thing.
You're on the right track.
Yeah? Ah! Is it a peg?
No.
No. And for our friends at home, back in the US, peg is a clothespin.
Yes.
Oh, they don't know what pegs are?
No, we call them clothespins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peg is like, you know, what you do with a dildo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right?
Right.
Or it goes in a slot.
I want you to clothespin me, Angel.
How was this feeling? Anything?
Oh, what was that? Oh, make that sound again. Oh, it's just picking at my pubes.
Yep, that's it.
It's a pube picker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Really?
Yeah, pull on that a little
bit. All right. Yeah? All right, yeah. So right now I've got the implement on the ball sack and I'm pulling at the skin.
Oh, the scrotum.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, is it a pair of tongs?
I like ball sack better.
No, it's not a pair of tongs.
No, it's not tongs.
Feels like
Isn't that the scrotum?
Yeah.
Ball sack, ooh. Scrotum.
Yeah, but I like...
You like ball sack better?
Yeah.
I like scrotum.
I mean, it's more...
What's your opinion?
It's a more proper term.
Ball sack
term.
Or scrotum?
Ball sack.
Okay.
Scrotum is a more proper term.
You're just sucking after her because she's... pubing you.
She has something in her hand that has the capability of squishing my testicles.
That is correct.
Oh, you sure that's not a clothespin?
I am
100%
sure.
Wow.
Okay, so it's something with a...
It's on your toe now.
Yeah.
On your toe. We're going to wash these before we put any of this back.
Going into the dishwasher.
It's a nipple clamp with rubber bits on the end of it.
It does not have rubber bits. Are you sad you got it wrong? Are you that sad? Should we move the cock out of the way?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to...
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't watch.
Oh!
Yep.
Okay. A little bit of the shaft skin there.
Yeah, okay.
And?
Yeah, you can do that on the other side.
Don't do it on the other
can
side.
Can I? I don't think I can.
I just love how you just knock it around.
Or just knock the cock around with it, you know.
Angela plays with cocks like she's a cat. She just kind of bats it around and then pounces on it and puts her claws in.
Oh, I don't know. It's something with an auto close. Oh, my God.
Bradford. I just gave him a signal of where to put it next.
Oh, yeah, he's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. What is that noise? Oh, shit. It's spring loaded. Is it spring loaded?
Yeah, there's a spring.
There's a spring?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I have no idea what this is. Is it like a... It's not a bauble of some description or something, is it? Oh, it's got feet now walking down my stomach.
I love that as it walks down his stomach, the first thing his cock does is go, oh, someone's going to see me. Like there's literally a rush of blood into the cock and you can just see it kind of engorging.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Do you give? Or you still want to keep guessing?
What room in the house would you normally find this in?
Kitchen.
Kitchen. Oh. But you guys have all these fancy gadgets.
This is not the fancy gadget.
It is the simplest of ever.
Oh, really? It sounds like a clicker now. I don't know. I really have no idea.
It's a chip clip.
Oh, a what?
A chip clip. What you would put on your chips in order to keep them fresh.
Oh, it's a peg.
That is not a peg.
It's not a peg. A peg is a clothespin. It's different.
Okay. Okay. I mean, so it's a,
you
it's
would
a,
never
it's a
use
clothespin for a chip
I would
bag.
Never use this on my clothes, on the clothes rack.
Right.
Right.
Now, I might use a peg on my chips, but right. I won't use a clothespin on my or a peg on my... I mean, fuck, a chip clip on my clothes. Fuck you people.
Right.
I hate you all.
Okay. A chip clip.
Oh! It's cold.
What is that? What does
it's
that
a
feel
Coke
like?
Can.
Nope.
Oh, crap. You gotta do it again, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay, that's definitely metallic. Is it something that came out of the fridge?
No, exactly. No.
No. Oh, God, are you sure about that?
Why would you say that? Is it hot? Is it cold?
It's freezing cold. God damn. Is it aluminium? Or is it... Is it glass? Is it a cup?
Ah, it is glass.
Okay. Is it a cup?
Yes.
Yes.
It's cold. Damn.
It's full of wine.
It has white wine.
It has white wine in it.
So it should be.
Yeah. Oh, now it's all now warm and room temperature and ball sack temperature.
Okay, all right. I'm going to come over to this side.
Oh, this I know one. What this one is. Ooh, this is a good one. He'll never get it.
I'm not entirely sure what to call it.
So that was really hard to distinguish between a can of Coke. I thought that was like a...
Oh, interesting.
A can.
All right, are you ready for this one?
Can.
Yes.
You might want to be kind of quiet here. Okay. Let's wait for the train to pass. Okay.
Oh. Okay, she's opening a cardboard box. Oh, okay.
What's that?
Oh, it's got a sort of a, not rough texture, but a texture-ish to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's try this again one more time. I mean, probably more than one more time, but you know, we'll start with once. Anyway, you ready?
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's a... It's something rigid.
Oops. I'm knocking shit over here. It's okay. Everything's okay.
Don't tell me oops.
He's reaching for his next thing. It's fine.
Ooh, is it... Oh, it feels like a... Thong. Like a...
I mean, no, not it's a, not.
Not the underwear, but, you know, the one on your
feet. Flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
For North Americans.
Uh-huh. So it's something rigid that you're clicking in and out.
Yeah.
It feels like cardboard. It has that sort of room temperature to it. It's not...
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to guess it. And again, I'm not entirely sure what to call it, but I can describe what it does.
Oh, I know what to call it.
Okay, what do you call it? I don't think he's going to get it.
Yeah.
It is a giveaway that you can get in like conferences and whatnot that mm-hmm. is reusable bubble wrap. It's meant as a de-stressor. So you basically, reusable? It's a little silicone circle that you can push the buttons and then you push them back to simulate popping bubble
wrap. Pop it things. Yeah.
They're like little silicone, like little bubbles or something, and uh-huh. you push them one side and then back.
Oh, but listen to what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's but it's like cool. popping bubble wrap, except, you know, over and over and over again because it's silicone and you can just do it forever.
It's reusable.
Yeah.
Nice.
So eco-friendly bubble wrap ish. Mm. You know.
Extremely annoying.
Stress reliever.
Everyone wants to.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next one comes in two parts.
Okay, all right.
Like Angela.
Ready for this?
Part one.
Oh, that feels like a paper cut.
On your tummy.
Yeah. That's definitely some sort of paper as well.
Okay.
Part two.
Like a card. Ooh, part two.
It actually might be better if you hit him in the face with it.
I just love that sentence. You know what? I think if you hit him in the face, it'd be much better. hit me in the face again with it. It's a feather or some... Is it a feather?
Take a whiff. Use all your senses.
I don't know. I'm going to go for anal beads now. Oh, that noise. Ah! But it's a utensil. Is it a utensil?
No.
I mean, it's useful, but it's not a utensil.
Oh, I got no idea what this one
is. That's part two. This was part one.
Oh, part one makes no sense.
They go together. Like Rama Lama Lama, the ding da da ding da da.
Because that just feels like paper. It sounds like paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what you would normally hear from it, is this.
Mm. But then that's...
And then you would probably hear this.
Mm. I tend to agree.
And then when you were done, you would hear this.
Is that a combo?
Yes.
Yes. Don't worry. It was only used once.
It was close with Anna Bison.
I love that the sound what did it. I love it.
I thought for sure the smell would do it.
I also love this one doesn't smell.
Oh, does it not? Okay.
No, I think they're latex.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because it didn't smell like the normal.
Yeah.
Rubber.
Because the first thing I did when I opened it was smell it, and I was like, I'm disappointed.
All right. You've had a couple tough ones. We're gonna go for
really?
An easy.
Really, I thought the condom was easy.
We're gonna go for an easy one here.
Okay.
So this should be fast.
I'm just hoping it's not a bucket of water.
and honestly, it was a clean condom.
Yes. Oh.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Oh, this one smells nice too.
Mm. Unlike the clean condom.
Yeah.
Not that that smelled bad.
Oh, this feels like a flag or something.
It's not our freak flag.
Oh no, it's still hanging.
It's still hanging. Yeah. Is it a silk dress or something? It feels really silky.
It is silky.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm gonna give your cock a hug here with it.
Oh, a cock hug.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Being tied in a knot there, is it?
Ooh. Go around the shaft.
Is it a scarf, kind
yes,
of?
Yeah.
It is a scarf.
Yep,
ooh, well done!
Scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to next go around your feetsies.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was easy. My neck was easy, too.
That feels really nice, actually. Like, yeah.
I think my neck was really easy.
I like the scarf.
Mm. See, nice silk scarf. Many closets have them in there.
Mm.
This is one that you might not find around your home.
Yeah.
You'll find it around our home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the bear claws.
They're fox claws, thank you very much.
They're the fox claws.
The rabbit fur gloves with the banjo pick fingertips.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm. Oh, it's so nice and so dangerous at the same time.
Yeah.
Like me. I'm nice.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Oh. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh god. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh yeah, I like that there.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh. Oh, I love the softness of those. Oh.
Is that all you like?
Oh, no, I like that it's dangerous.
You know, it's really funny. When he says things like that, it just reminds me of why we all love Angela. She's soft and dangerous. All right, let's go back to something of Angela's.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of lifting up your balls here a little bit, one at a time.
Kind of want a picture of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give your penis a little cap.
Oh, is it made out of silicon?
No, it is not.
It's coldish in temperature, but not as cold as the glass.
You know, what I'm learning from this is that the penis and testicle region have no idea what things
textures,
are made of.
Yeah.
I mean, we were not meant to feel things with our penises.
You were not meant to pick out textures is what I'm hearing.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to rotate it around a little, play with this cock.
Oh, there's a couple of, they're not sharp bits, but bits that are, reminds me of the fork tine a little, I don't know why.
Any guesses?
Oh, I'm at a complete loss for
questions?
This one.
Questions?
I feel like an egg timer would be out of the question.
I don't know, your eggs are getting timed.
It's not an egg timer.
The base, it feels like a circular base, but there's something a little bit sharpish about it. I'm not sure if that's just your nails or not.
No, Angela is not touching you at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is all that thing.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was nails. Mm-mm. Oh, now I'm completely lost. Is it... No, wait. Is it like a carabiner or something like that?
It is not.
Oh, no, but that would have been great to carabine his testicles.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Belay on belay.
Oh.
It fits around the toes as well. Definitely washing this one.
We're gonna sterilize
it,
this.
Yeah, show. Is it a teaspoon?
No, it is not.
Okay.
I mean, you're on the right track.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You clearly don't know how big your testicles are.
Is it a spork then?
No.
No. Way off.
Oh, okay. But I'm close with a teaspoon.
You were close with a teaspoon.
Yes.
Right.
Even the dog is looking at you like.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
This
there is a teaspoon. It's a little tiny beanie hat on your cog. It's not near. It doesn't fit near as well.
Are these the little spoon measuring cup things?
Have you ever been in a kitchen?
What are they called?
The measuring spoon.
Measuring spoon.
Why did you put cups in there?
Is it a measuring spoon?
Yes, the first one was a tablespoon.
Oh, okay.
That's why we said you were close with a teaspoon. Right.
Wow.
You also have the sound, right?
Yeah, the sounds, yeah.
It's like wind chimes-esque, kind of.
Yeah, but you did well concealing the sound until midway through.
Well, when I was searching for the teaspoon.
Oh, crap, he got it. I'll switch to the next one. Oh, that's a water bottle. Full of thicker liquid than water, is it?
Oh, wow, it's interesting how the brain works, isn't it?
Clearly different than how the penis works.
That's a lid opening and closing. Mm-hmm. Is it chocolate sauce?
Nope, not chocolate.
Really?
Close.
Is it caramel?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Also close, but still not correct.
Oh, really? I
think you gotta kiss him again. Yeah. That's hot.
All I'm getting is chocolate. Give me another kiss.
Keep saying chocolate. This is hot.
Maybe a bit of creme brulee or something.
Oh, interesting.
What would give that bitterness?
Chocolate. Is it coffee?
Ah, yes. It is mocha java.
Mocha
so chocolate
java.
And coffee.
Okay.
It's a lube. So hashtag really? Not sponsored, but Wicked's Lube. It's a water-based mocha java.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was about to say, see if the penis can do taste.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah. Can you taste that?
Yeah.
You taste that? Should I put a finger in you?
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right. I've got several more items here.
Oh, good.
This one, let's start with, I just want you to feel the weight of it, okay? I'm just going to put it on your chest. Mm-hmm. Just feel it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now breathe deep.
Yeah.
And exhale and breathe deep again.
Oh, it's...
Like this a, is not necessarily something you would have around your house, but it is a new thing that I got and you have not had a chance to play with yet.
Ooh. It's a roller, right?
Yeah, it rolls.
It rolls.
Everything rolls if the hill is steep enough.
Mm. Oh, but it's got some sort of texture on there. Is it? Oh, no,
the texture is similar to a household item, in many households anyway.
Right.
But even though this is not a common thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I feel like there's...
Yeah.
Are there three different textures on there? Or two different textures?
There is one different texture.
Actually. Yeah, one different texture.
Okay. I feel like there's a smooth and there's a slightly more rough... Oh,
it, put a little more force behind it.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. It feels like nuts on a bolt rolling across me.
I can see where you would get that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. That's a pretty good description.
Yeah.
It's not exactly correct, but...
And it has a handle.
Mm-hmm.
As all good implements do.
Yeah. Oh, that's the handle?
Yeah. Going into the naughty places.
Like, are we the Guy Fieri of sex? Sexy Town. Welcome to Flavor Town. Welcome to Sexy Town.
Oh yeah, I do like that. It feels nice. Oh, I'm keen to figure out what those textures are. Oh, because they're kind of a little bit bitey too.
Yeah, particularly if you push down on them.
Yeah, if you push down on it, yeah. It's a little bit bitey. And I feel like it's between... I can't get the bolts and nut out of my head, but it feels like the skin's sort of getting caught between the nuts as they rotate around.
Yeah. It's not a bad analogy for what I think it would feel like.
Right.
But if we kind of pull it up closer...
Oh, yeah, and there's that metallic noise to it, too. Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, interesting. Is it a massager? Like it's a...
I think ultimately, probably yes.
Yeah.
So what it is it's... Think of like a big version, just to give you the shape of it, of like a Wartenberg wheel. Except that the texture on it, so it is metal... But the texture on it, rather than being spiky like a Wartenberg wheel, is a bit like a meat mallet.
Oh, yeah, right. So they're still spiky, but not as...
They're not pointy.
They're not pointy.
Yeah. So it's like a meat mallet kind of pattern across the
roller. Oh, I get you.
Meat
mallet, right. Yeah.
Roller.
Yeah. So it's like if you took a meat mallet and
a roller.
Rolling pin had a very small baby that was still not yet in school.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
A toddler. It's a toddlerized meat mallet
with rolling a handle. Pin.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
That's exactly
what it is. And it actually feels, you're laying on your back, and I'm using it on the front side of you, but it feels really good on your back, actually.
Right.
Yeah. So for like a little something extra during a massage time.
It doesn't feel too bad on the front,
whatnot.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to Flavor Town.
Oh, that's...
I use different fingers this time. I love you. Immediately open your mouth. Come be like a fucking baby bird. I should regurgitate something down there.
Is this one cherry or something?
No, it is not cherry.
Mm. It kind of has a little bit of a medicine flavor to it.
I can believe that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it like, not boysenberry, blueberry, or not blueberry?
It is not a fruit.
It's not a fruit. Hmm. Yeah, oh, I don't know. But it has that kind of, oh, I don't want to say Strepsil flavor, because it's not quite that, but...
What is the flavor of Strepsil?
I don't know, like a...
Is that like a cold medicine?
Yeah, like a cold medicine, yeah. Okay. There's a bit of a cough medicine-ish kind of a tinge to it on my tongue a little bit.
And what could cause that?
A tingle on my tongue.
A kiss from you, Bradford.
I get that a lot.
You give me tingles. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. What was it?
What is the flavor of Strepsil?
Original death flavor? I don't know.
Original death flavor? Mint. It was mint.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why it tastes medicine-y. It tastes... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Is it kind of numbing as well?
Yes.
I was wondering why I'm losing feeling in my tongue.
Remember, we probably should have gotten him to record the consent conversation. All right, I'm going to go get a refill. Good luck, buddy.
Okay, so this one is going to be, I'm going to say, immersive-esque. I mean, more so for your cock.
Okay.
So you have to guess what it is by how it feels on your cock, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yep. Oh, that's definitely mouth.
Well, yes, but what's in the mouth?
Oh, right. Ooh.
What sensation do you get?
Oh, I'm getting that licking the tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know, I'm not normally jealous of him when we play these games. Right now, I'm jealous.
What's in the mouth?
Oh, what's in the...
Besides cock.
I was going to say, if he can't figure that one out.
Yeah. Oh, is it mint as well?
It is mint. Can you be more specific?
Is it a not chewing gum, but like a lolly? Like a mint lolly?
It is not a mint lolly. We're sorry. That is incorrect. Okay.
Oh, is it mint lube then? Is it the same mint lube that I just had in my mouth?
That is incorrect as well.
Mm-mm. Oh god, it feels fucking excellent. Oh yeah, it's oof. Oh, is it ice?
Mm-mm.
Oh god.
Although after a couple of them it's starting to feel like that to me, but
yeah. After a couple of them. Oh god. Oh yeah, I'm just getting the minty flavor.
Yeah. Well,
through your cock.
Flavor, but yes, I can feel that it's not stinging, but I can feel it feels cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Blowing across it there.
Blowing on it, yeah.
Oh,
isn't that what a blowjob is?
Oof. Oh yeah, it's a mix between cold and hot at the moment.
Does this give you a clue?
I still get that like a mint, like a mouth mint. Like,
yes.
Yeah?
Well, essentially. Listerine strips.
Oh, the Listerine strips, yes. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, fuck. Oh.
All right, now what do you have, Bradford?
Oh, what's even hotter, if I can just describe, I can also feel your breasts pushing against my inner thighs, which... Oof.
Wait, that's what you should...
Mean like that?
Yeah, like that, yeah.
You'd be like, what is that?
Oh, wow.
This is sensory. What do you smell?
I smell candle.
Candles are something most people have around the house.
Yeah, I can definitely smell candle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's... I think it's on... Did you just blow it out?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so just blowing that candle.
Yep.
And then also, there's fun things you can do like this. Not necessarily with a candle.
No, but, you know, candle-esque.
That sounds like a matchbox. Oh, shit.
Please try not to burn your partner, set them fire.
Oh! Jesus, that's hot.
What is that?
Is that the stem from the blown out match?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, it wow. is. So, as a safety note, I waited a second and then I laid it against my inner wrist to make sure that it would not burn you before I touched you with it.
Not just like blow it out and then immediately touch.
I was, I was half expecting,
you were expecting the wax. Yes, and I knew that, but I didn't want that sounded like cheating.
Nice.
But you can also take the match and I flipped it around to the other end now.
Ah, yes, and just drag it as a bit of a tickler.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good little starter.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good little starter near the end.
A good little fire starter.
But if you did that at the beginning... Again, a lot of these things could be fun, not just
Are you drawing
for...
on me now?
Maybe a little.
Sensory blade, but also, like, during
Bradford
massage and stuff.
Was here...
Now you need to come on him and write Bradford King here.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
I mean, I do like to come on chest hair.
I like to wax it.
It should only be like a bubble bath. Oh, yeah. Well, I really want a bubble bath.
What can be found around the house?
We do have some, actually.
Wax strips!
We do have some we can pull out.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's another one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. Oh, it's okay. So I'm being flicked with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's narrow.
It must be a Republican.
I thought we just set it right there. Just nestle it at the base of it.
Oh, I can hardly feel it. Whatever that is there.
Oh, I get that a lot.
All right. Let's.
Oh, it feels like the end of a watch strap that you're flicking me with.
Interesting. A watch strap. Say more.
Well, just because of the, it's a narrow base, and I feel like it's of that rubberish kind of feel.
Okay.
I think whatever it is thin.
It is thin, correct.
Because you can bend it and move it like that.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to peek and you can't peek because of the blindfold.
Yeah, it's a really good blindfold, I'm going to say.
That's all you lift your head like you're trying to peek on the bottom.
It's a really quality blindfold.
I think that was a Liberator one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yes, it is, yeah.
Because it has the extra little bit at the bottom so that you can't actually peek out the bottom.
Yeah.
Plus extra padding.
Yeah, I've got my eyes wide open, but I'm in pitch black. Yeah. As for what this one is, I don't know. I don't think it is.
It's definitely smaller than your kneecap.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Smaller than a testicle.
Uh huh.
Smaller than half of the penis head.
Oh, it's.
How is it compared to his nipples?
Compared to nipples?
If it were the same shape, I would say it'd probably be about the same size.
It feels like a different shape. Sticker, but without the stickiness.
No, that's a good point.
Ooh.
Can I use it on him the way it's meant to be used?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What is that? Is it a nipple cover?
No.
Is it a pick?
Yes!
Ah, it's a pick.
A guitar pick.
Right, yeah. It's a guitar pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so it was plastic?
Yes. Yeah, thin little plastic guitar pick.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was plastic or silicon, but yeah. Nice.
Okay, my turn.
Ooh, that's a spatula.
No.
No?
So just while Bradford's doing this, I will give you some backstory on this one in particular. We have two.
We have two, yes.
Yes. So we actually got...
Is that both of them?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's the same one. This is the same one.
Quick. okay. Is it double-ended?
No.
Is it a... It's like a really wide ruler. Oh, no, okay. There we go. That's...
Oh my god, I feel like I'm doing teppanyaki. Oh. I'm doing teppanyaki!
Oh. Have you ever seen the video of them, you know, making butter? Two bits of wood.
I need a kit.
I mean, kind of. So we got these ones at Fair Day this year. They're being given out at one of the stalls.
Okay. Right, I'm just recording my teppanyaki.
Yes. Oof.
Oh, they're paddles. Are they?
Ish. I mean, I'm using them as the paddles, but they're not intended by God to be used by paddles. Nor are they intended by the fire department.
Fair Day.
Yeah.
Right.
So they were given them out at Fair Day. The Fire and Rescue, I think New South Wales, anyway, fire department was giving them out.
Okay.
And it says, keep looking while cooking. And they have eyes on them, and they're really kind of cute.
Oh. Right. In fact, will you do a quick short video for our Discord people?
Sure.
While we record. No, I need you on that side.
Okay. So they're cooking. Utensils.
It's something that almost everyone will have in their
kitchens.
Oh my god, come here, look at this, Harriet! Oh my god, this is amazing! Oh, look at it, it's beautiful. I know. Let's hit it. Okay!
That'll be a lot funnier once you see.
Yeah, once you see the video. Yes. All right. Final guess.
I don't know what else the name is, but they're like a spatula cookie.
What are they made from?
They're made from timber.
Yes.
Yeah.
A wooden spatula.
Yeah, wooden spoons. They're basically wooden spoons.
Wooden spoons. Yeah. Okay. But is one more flat than the other one? They feel quite flat.
They're flat. Yeah.
It could just be the side that it's on.
Okay.
All right. So this is going to be an interesting one.
Oh, that one.
And it's something that some people have around the house, some people do not.
He's got to stretch. I mean, he's only been laying there for 50 minutes.
Yeah, I think we're pretty close to the end. We'll do a couple more. All right, you ready?
Yep. This one's quite sensual.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
It feels like the handle of a utensil.
Okay.
But in a rounded kind of shape.
Okay.
Bulbous. Okay, that's something flat. It's something that looks like a paddle, because it felt like a paddle.
Okay.
I want to get the spatula,
It is paddle-esque. It is a type of paddle.
Right.
Any further guesses as to type of paddle?
Angela wants the exact
answer. Yeah.
His name is Kevin.
It feels like the normal leather paddle.
Now, what's this texture feel like?
It feels leatherish.
It is not leather.
Everything that touches you feels like leather.
It's hard to pick texture.
I'm amazed that you think everything is leather.
Well, because that sounds like leather a little bit.
So this is a non sequitur, but I may end up stealing your underwear because these are really cute.
It's not. It doesn't feel. Oh, maybe it is timber or bamboo-ish. Is it bamboo?
It is not bamboo or timber.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Not silicon.
Is it plastic?
It is plastic, yes.
Plastic.
So it's like a ping pong paddle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It has the texturing.
Oh, did you change the texture side?
No, this is not an actual ping pong paddle. It's a paddle meant for the bedroom, but in the style of a ping pong paddle.
Oh, right.
So it's got texturing on both sides.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was my mouth.
That was
perfect. Okay. Where was that?
On my nipples.
Yeah. Well, on nipple. A nipple. I can't get both nipples with one mouth. My mouth is not that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my boobs aren't that big either. Oh, this seems like a suction thing. Yep, it's a suction thing.
Is that a good feeling or?
Yeah, I can probably go a little bit more. is this a proper nipple
yeah,
sucker?
It is.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, that's working quite well.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do. That's really? Yeah.
How about that? What's that feel like?
That's definitely feathery.
Yeah, it's like a feather duster.
Sucker there.
A lot of people have feather dusters. They do more than just clean your house. They can clean the cup too.
Not everybody has nipple suckers. I'm sorry, folks.
No.
I like how you have to make it moist first.
Ooh. Is that good or bad?
No, that one's all right. Yeah, that one's more than the left one.
Oh, do I need to...
Suck it harder, babe.
Oh, cool. Are they like, do they twist to suck?
Yes.
Yeah. If you want suck, twist here.
Yeah, because I just felt that odd sensation of turning. Yeah.
You feel the turning. That's interesting.
Yeah, I could feel you turning it.
Does it hurt?
No.
I don't like it. I think it hurts.
No, it's just a good...
I think I don't like it. I haven't tried it in a while.
Well, I mean, how messed up is it? Is that where my nipples are?
Well...
They're mostly. Actually a bit below. They're hanging a bit low there, Bradford.
Well, because he keeps breathing and they keep moving.
They do slide down. Yeah.
Right.
Your nipples, if I put, like, right there is over your nipples.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. This one's...
Oh, wow. So I could really feel that that wasn't on my nipple properly.
That's amazing.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's now square,
round.
It's square on your round nipples.
Yeah, I can feel that you got that one really good there.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah,
all right. Weaky.
Oh, yeah, it's tight across the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, while she gets one more item, I'm going to twist your nipples. And then...
So, I have one last item.
Like a commercial break.
One last item.
Oh. Should I take these off? Or are they okay? Do you need the nipples?
Let's leave them.
Okay.
Let's use it elsewhere.
Okay. Ooh.
It's across the neck.
Oh, it feels like the edge of a brush or a comb. Yeah, it's definitely hairy.
Well, you're hairy.
You're hairy. I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but...
What's it feel like? What do you...
It feels like a... It feels like a toothbrush.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Really?
Holy shit, you got that right fast.
Wow.
I thought for sure. Okay. So Angela just pushed this toothbrush across his balls and cock.
Yeah.
So, and his nipple just fell off. Damn it, gentlemen. Like, mate, you gotta let us know when your nipple's about to fall off like that. Now, Angela, go put that back in our guest's thing. Those are expensive.
Oh, okay, you could have released the air pressure first, but like...
I could have. I didn't. I could have.
Oh, awesome. Suction them to the balls.
Oh, that might need some moisture first.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, that worked.
That was a quarter turn. Apparently, the balls were not meant to be used. This is a health and medical disclaimer. Do not use nipple clamps on the suction on the balls.
Ooh, yeah.
Do I need to do the other one now so it's balanced out?
Oh, yeah, that was like a flick to the nuts, that was.
Oh, I did that once, and it was that nut that I hit.
Well, no, I think you hit the other nut, and you missed that one. Ah, go from the other side, go that way. Oh.
Is that good?
Better, that would have been better.
Yeah. Oh, man, that first one. Oh, I can feel the pain.
That's your appendix. Did I give you appendicitis?
Have you already had your appendectomy?
Oh, appendectomy.
That looks weird.
All right.
All right, I think that's I think that's all the implements for now.
How many of those did you guess? I mean, I guessed them all, but I was there watching.
Actually, there was one when I was re-listening to this.
You were like, what the fuck?
And as he's describing it, I'm like, what was that one? I don't remember what that was. And then I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I finally got it. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I was there when it happened.
Like literally 3 or 4 days ago. Listening to you giggle as you were editing the podcast, it was a good one. So let us know what you find around your house. There was plenty of stuff that we have not yet tried on the gentleman, but give us some ideas for the next time so we can tie him up, blindfold him, and then just play with him a wee bit.
Yeah, that's the best part.
That's the best part. He's just fun to play with. So Pippin's got his mouth right at the microphone as well.
He wants to say something.
He's like, I want to say stuff. I don't know if you can actually hear that. I hope you can pick that up. Anyway. So tune in next week when we say the line, I don't know, something clever, probably. I don't know. But tune in next week because, you're going to want to hear what we say next week.
Uh-huh. And how can they reach us in the meantime?
I was going to say, in the meantime, you can reach us by emailing us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Hit us up on any of our socials. We are at By The By Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. Or you can do what? Go to our website, www.bythebye.com.au, and go to the submit page. And there you too can submit your questions, comments, and sexy remarks.
Or just submit in general.
Or just submit in general.
Now you lost your train of thought, didn't you?
Once again, join us on our Discord chat by supporting us at any level on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebyepodcast. And Angela, what is a
fun fact?
A fun fact for you this week.
Fun fact for me this week is that I am 30 centimeters shorter than the gentleman.
How many is that in real things?
It's 155. If you listen back to when 2 episodes ago or whatever that he gave his last episode, he was 185. I'm 155.
Yeah, but how many is that in inches?
5'1".
And what is he?
I'm a little shorty.
So he's just taller than me, and he's probably
8-ish. I don't know, 5'11-ish. I don't know what 185 translates to.
He might be 5'11. He could be.
There's a Google thing for that.
Yeah. Hey, Siri. Tell me your Alexa size. All right. Well, there you go. 30 centimeters. Mm-hmm. It's, not as big as it could be, but bigger than it might be. And we'll see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.